Good morning, this is Lauren and Georgia with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, construction has only just begun on a $47 million ecotourism trail through far north Queensland's coastal rainforest, a year after it was initially scheduled to be open. The pandemic delayed the project as the state government and a local council disagreed on the long-term maintenance responsibilities and the trail's final design. The 94-kilometre Wang Jetty Trail is designed to allow visitors to hike or mountain bike through the wet tropics World Heritage Area between Cairns and Port Douglas. It is expected to be open for public use in 2026.
Local child is fighting for life after sustaining significant burns from an inflamed tent. The incident occurred in Bowie, a rural locality near Kingleroy, west of Sunshine Coast, on Tuesday night. Queensland Fire and Emergency Services believe that the fire ignited when a campfire spread to the child's tent. Both the child and a man in his 20s were airlifted to Brisbane hospitals in serious condition. Two fire crews were rushed to the private property to put out the blaze.
And in national news, Woodside Energy has threatened to sue individual climate activists for financial damages following the Perth stink bomb protest last month. Climate activists set off a stink bomb made from non-toxic and non-flammable gas inside the oil and gas company site in Perth to protest against the expansion of a major energy project. Woodside says it was forced to evacuate its headquarters as the stink bombs were designed to mimic the smell of a gas leak. The company's lawyers have written to two of the activists, claiming they should compensate for the financial damages they caused.
A family-owned Labrador named Storm has taken himself on a lonely tour of West Melbourne after jumping on a train without his owner. A whopping 33 kilometres of self-guided travel in total, Storm managed to journey along the Werribee line from Hoppers Crossing Station to Flinders Street Station. Storm's solo trip began after escaping from the backyard of the family home his owners were holidaying at in Sydney. CCTV footage has captured the moment his trip was cut short after a train driver led Storm to our lost dog's home. Storm is now safe and reunited with his owners.
And in international news, thousands of bottles containing liquid methamphetamine bound for Australia have been seized in Mexico. Mexican Marines working customs duty found a shipping container full of 7,200 bottles, which were labelled as mezcal, but closer examination revealed they contained liquid methamphetamine. The massive shipping container enclosed 8.6 tonnes of the drug, which were destined for Australian shores, according to shipping documents.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people.